we want our spirit to be made strong. As I was studying, I felt God say so strongly to me that there is a new sound that is coming into the earth. And as that new sound is coming, that it is going to require us to let go of the life that we think that we should have, to let go of the achievements, the success, our own desired outcomes, and instead choose to seek God. Let's talk about what it means to seek God. We're talking about opening up our spirit. We're talking about being willing to relinquish our plans and to become again the person who would follow Jesus no matter anywhere he went. Because at the end of the day, it is not until we lose control that we find out who is actually in control. I was praying about this message and about what God would have us say to you in this season. And it became so evident to me that even for myself, that I was going to have to break covenant with some of my own desires and wishes. The covenant of thinking that I have a certain level or measure of success that I need to reach. The covenant that I've made with fear. The covenant that I've made with insecurity. And I would like to invite you, family, for just a moment to acknowledge and embrace the reality that a shift must take place. Peter and Jesus, they're standing in a shift. Feel God on this. And Peter is moving from the person who was just a disciple to the person who would become a rock. He's going to go from following Jesus to taking the helm at what Jesus came to do. Because this transition that you're going through, this transition that I'm going through, it's not so that we can go back to being the same. It's so that we can step into who we're actually becoming. And I want to challenge you to stop looking at the enemies that are outside of you and instead to take inventory on the covenants that you have made with sameness. The covenant that you have made with not rocking the boat. The covenant that you have made with what you have considered your norm and your comfort. And I want to dare you to break covenant with that thing. Because there is an even greater covenant that God wants to reveal to you. And this covenant that God wants to introduce you to may require you to feel uncomfortable at some moments. But I want to talk to somebody today who doesn't mind breaking up with themselves. I want to talk to somebody today who realizes that the last time that I had to hang on to myself, I ended up in some situations and some circumstances that ended up holding me back. But I promise you, I don't know who you are, but I feel this prophetically. You've never had to break up with the lesser version of who you are before. But I hear God saying that if you would just take this one chance, if you would just take this one step, it's going to feel awkward. You're going to feel uncomfortable. It's not going to feel like something that you're used to. But I hear God saying that if you would take this one step, then I can show you what I want. What I've been wanting to show you. I can reveal to you what I've had in mind all along. Jesus wasn't just going up by himself. He said, I'm looking for someone else who would bring a cross. Why do we need to bring a cross? I hear God saying, because I'm not going to leave you on that cross, but I need you to withstand the stretching of the cross. I need you to withstand the pain of the cross so that you can understand the beauty of the resurrection. Because when you lay your life down for God, if you lay your life down for what God wants to do in the earth, God doesn't keep you down. I hear God saying that the glory that he has for you, the glory that is assigned to your name, eyes haven't seen it, ears haven't heard it. And I'm looking for someone who doesn't mind saying, I will break up with now. I'll even go on to the cross. I will deny myself because at the end of the day, I want you over me. I want your glory over my way. I want your plan over my plans. Yes, I want to be a good friend, but more than a good friend, I want to be a good disciple. More than just being a good disciple, I want to be a great rock that you can build on. So I may have to shake up my world a little bit. I may have to shake up my norm a little bit, but at the end of the day, God, I'm curious. I'm curious about life after the cross. God, I will withstand the cross because I'm curious about life after the cross. This text makes a promise that whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. How do I lose my life and find it? Because the life that you're going to lose is not the life that you should have had in the first place. I have a greater identity for you. I have a greater confidence for you. I have a greater spirit, a greater courage, a greater breakthrough awaits you. That life is time for you to shed. I don't know who you are, but I feel like you're stepping out of a life that doesn't fit you anymore. And as you're stepping out, it hurts a little bit. As you're stepping out, it breaks a little bit. But I hear God saying, I got something for you next that's going to make you realize, aha, you had me all along. Aha, you knew where I was going all along. And somebody is stuck in between the lose your life and the find your life. Somebody's trapped between the lose your life and the find your life. And I hear God saying that this is a prophetic word for you, that you're about to step into the find your life. You don't exactly know what's happening. You feel like you're in the dark. You feel like you're in a cave. I let my life go, but I don't know how to find my life. I hear God saying that the light is coming back on again. I don't know who you are, but I hear God saying you're feeling around in the dark. But when I flip the light on, you're going to see that I had you all along, that the vision was there all along. Don't let the dark scare you. Don't let the ambiguity scare you. Don't let the uncertainty scare you to go and pick back up that old life that you laid down. I hear God saying, let that life stay where it is. Let that comfort stay where it is. I need you to let yourself lose control a little bit. I know last time you lost control, you felt like you lost yourself. But this time when you lose control, you're in my control. There are some moments where it is perfectly fine to be out of control. Why would I ever want to be out of control? Because I know who is in control. And when I know who is in control, I don't need to hold on to my control anymore. I hear God saying you're finally at a stage in your life where you can trust me to be in control. Let yourself go. Let your dreams go. Let that insecurity go. Let your idea of purpose go. Because I want to give you something. I want to give you what you've never seen. But you're going to have to lose you in the process. And that's scary for someone who fought so long to find themselves. This isn't one of those messages for people who know they need to come out of a life. This is a message for someone who has found a life that they love. But you can't see anymore. And because you can't see anymore, you don't want to let the life go. And I hear God saying, if you want to see again, you got to let it go. If you want to create again, you got to let it go. If you want to breathe again, you got to let it go. I hear God saying that I'm not trapping you. I'm not suffocating you. I'm just waiting to hear the sound of you letting your life go so that the windows of heaven can open up. The windows of heaven want to open up over your life. I hear the floodgates. I hear the sound of abundant rain, and it's coming to pour water on that seed that God placed on the inside of you. Everything God promised you will come to pass. Everything I said is still in the works, but it doesn't work for this life. Everything that God promised you. Some promises cannot be fulfilled if you stay in this life. This life has got to go. That shrinking has got to go. That insecurity has got to go. That idea of needing validation has got to go. That pride has got to go. That ego has got to go. You're high off your own supply, so there's no need for me to add to you. But if you would let that thing go, I can give you a high that you've never had before. I can give you a grace you've never seen before. Greater anointing, fresh wind, fresh fire, fresh creativity, fresh power. God says, I got it on reserve. It's what I do, but I can't give it to you. I gotta give it to what I see. God blesses what he sees. It's time for you to give God the ultimate sacrifice. God, you can have it all. If it means I have to move, if it means I have to downsize,
If it means I gotta walk away, if it means I gotta be lonely for a minute, God, I'll lay down my life. God, if it means that I gotta be the freshman and I feel like I've been in the master's program over here, God says, will you let it go? But what if I get it wrong? Will you let it go? What if it works and I'm successful? Can you lay your life down? Can you just have enough faith that if you lose it, I'm going to help you find greater? Family, that was my only mission, my only mandate, was to try and convince you in the beauty of letting your life go. I am reminded every time that I have the opportunity to share what God says to me, the power of what happens when you let your life go. Can I be honest with you? This is not supposed to be my life. This is the life that I found when I let my life go. You're not supposed to know my name. That wasn't my life. You're not supposed to be watching this sermon. That wasn't my life. You're staring at the life that I found when I let my life go. I wonder what you're going to find. I wonder what's waiting on you. I don't know. But I know God knows. And I know that if you would come into agreement and stop trying to force your will over God's will, your way over His way, that He will reveal it to you. He doesn't reveal it before you let your life go. I'll give you some insider information. Spoiler alert. If you're thinking to yourself, I let my life go when he tell me, both times, same time. You ever had somebody you're playing with, they like, same time. You don't get the same time, God. Because God is invested in sacrifice. And it's not a sacrifice if you already know what you're getting in return. That's a trade. A sacrifice is, I don't know what I'm going to get in return. I don't know how this is going to shake out. I don't know who I'm going to be on the other side of this. But I'm going to let myself go. And into the womb you go. I want to pray with you. I want to pray that God would open your heart to let your life go. He would remove the barriers and obstacles and trials and triumphs that keep us trapped. And that you would be willing to pick up a cross and let yourself bleed a little for glory. Father, I thank you for every life represented in this room. Not just this room, but the rooms that are watching this message. God, I thank you that the life that you see for them is beyond the life that they have right now. And yet, Father, we find it difficult to surrender and sacrifice our life. And yet in this moment, Father, as I was speaking, as I was preaching, someone felt convicted to stop holding on to what they're good at, to stop holding on to their comfort, to stop holding on to what makes them feel good, and that they are daring to feel unsure and uncertain again. Because we trust you, Father, restore their trust in you. Make them hungry to want to know more about who you are. And how can we know more about who you are unless we are willing to be in relationship with you? And how can we have relationship if there is no trust? Father, I thank you that you're bringing trust back, that you're returning them to a place and a space of faith. Father, I pray
that you would make them uncomfortable. That one place they used to fit would start agitating them and getting on their nerves. So much so that they start saying, God, I know, I heard you, I heard you, I heard you. I know you're ready for me to move. Father, bless them. Bless them with strength. Bless them with vision. Bless them with creativity. Bless them with comfort and assurance that when they lose their life, for your sake, they'll find it. God, help us to deal with the lonely nights and the nights where the questions are just so busy in our mind that we don't know what to do. Father, silence the whisper, silence the noise, and help them to understand that even in the valley that you're with them, and especially at the mountain you're with them, because the comfort that I have in all of this is that you will never leave me nor forsake me. So, Father, I receive the good and perfect gift of your presence. I receive the good and perfect gift of your will. Father, I allow you to take total control, not just over my atmosphere, but over the atmosphere of every person connected in this message. Father, send your word, great God that you are. Send your presence, great God that you are, until it breaks them out of that life, until it breaks them out of that fear, until it breaks them out of that comfort, until they have no choice but to surrender. We lay it all out, Father, and we say, have your way. We won't move unless you say move. We won't go unless you say go. And Father, we trust and believe that you are a good and faithful Father. I've seen you be faithful in my life, and I know you'll be faithful in their own. So I decree and declare that it is already done in heaven, and that the same God that brought me into finding my life is the same God that's going to bring them into finding their own exceedingly and abundantly. Great abundance is coming to your life. Life and life more abundantly is coming to your home. It's coming to your heart. I speak breakthrough in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke every principality, every stronghold, every demonic stronghold that has taken precedent over your life. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That oppression was assigned to the old life, but it has no room in the new life. So when we lay down that old life, may we lay down every fear, every anxiety, every depression, every issue and every struggle. And when we're raised up, may it stay in the ground. I believe that it is so, Father, and so it is. Seal this word as only you can do. In Jesus' name I pray. Family, the hard work of laying down your life yields a beauty that you cannot even fathom. And I don't believe that God would expose you not just to this message, but to this life of mine, if he didn't want you to realize that he's still doing it. May we start with sacrifice, and may we stay there until he finds us and we find the plan that he had for us all along. Family, we love you.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Thank you. One to One is back, fam, just in time for the tropical season. We're keeping you informed with health and weather alerts on your favorite urban station, KAYT. Coming up, the latest on the Delta variant and how it could impact you. One to One is next. I don't know about you, fam, but this Delta variant worries me. So I'm keeping my mask and sanitizer handy. The Center for Disease Control warns the Delta variant is hyper-transmissible and could be a huge threat to Louisiana because less than 55% of the population is vaccinated. Mississippi is even lower at 46%. If you would like to get the COVID-19 vaccine and don't know what to do or where to go, just call 211 to get the information you need. That's 211 on your phone or visit vaccine.gov. And if you need an incentive to roll up your sleeve, the Shot at a Million campaign gives you a chance to win $1 million. You can qualify by getting just one dose by July 31st. Altogether, $2.3 million in prizes and scholarship rewards are up for grabs through August 4th. Get the shot and register online at shotatamillion.com. One word, no spaces, shotatamillion.com. And you can also call. I'll have that number at the end of this cast. And looks like we have our first hurricane churning in the Caribbean, a Category 1. Elsa could impact Florida as a tropical storm. Forecasters believe Hurricane Elsa will weaken as it reaches Cuba. A slight westerly direction into the Gulf has not been ruled out. Expect heavy weather if you're heading towards Florida, and expect flight delays or cancellations due to a shortage of workers and possible weather delays. Renters not paying due to pandemic job loss can breathe a sigh of relief. The eviction moratorium is extended through July 31st. And Arizona joins 14 states enacting legislation which critics say dilutes Section 2 provisions of the Voting Rights Act, which forbids voting restrictions that result in racial discrimination. The Supreme Court ruled in Arizona's favor against a third-party ballot collection ban and rejection of ballots cast at the wrong precincts. As many as 17 states have enacted 28 new laws, making it harder to vote. And as many as 200 U.S. companies fell victim to ransomware attacks on Friday. Cybersecurity experts are blaming a major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate. And what would you do if you looked at your checking account balance and saw a deposit of $50 billion? That's 50 followed by 90s. A Louisiana family got a surprise when they found $50 billion had been transferred into their Chase account. The bank says it was a glitch and was corrected. And Louisiana rap mogul Master P is first to secure a $2.5 million endorsement contract for his son Hersey Miller after the NCAA changed its rules to allow student athletes to be paid for their name, image, or likeness. The 6'3", 180-pound, three-star recruit chose an HBCU, Tennessee State, over Division I programs at LSU, Vanderbilt, UCLA, and the University of Southern California. Master P told TMZ he's already got a deal lined up for his son Mercy also. And if you have your pencil and paper, take this number down, 877-356-1511. 877-356-1511. 11. Use this number to add your name for that shot at a million after you get the first dose of the COVID vaccine. That number again is 877-356-1511 or visit online at shotatamillion.com. And thanks for listening One to One. I'm Lisa Melvo, reminding you to stay masked up, prayed up, and have an awesome day.
The best of the old, the best of the new, the best variety in music.
Great variety in music,
different music,
tons of music.
Awesome.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Now, one thing I want to say to y'all, I know this is a live recording. I don't care how many cameras I got up, I'm going to have you tonight. Now, you can sit there with your pretty self, but I'm going to shout for Jesus tonight. Because I realize one thing. The God that gave us these clothes, when we mess them up, he can give us some more. Won't he do? I want to ask you a question. How many of you all have had to cry in the midnight hour and didn't want nobody to see you, but you just had to shed some tears? Ain't no harm to cry sometimes. But for those of you that have had to go through, this is for you. Listen. You come home from work. Just imagine walking through your front door and you look at your pay. Seem like the cost of living is not getting any better. The prices keep going up every day. And then somebody may feel like this. Well, I know a lot of men that have turned and walked away from their family, and women all over the world have had to raise their children.